There are many people from many widely varied backgrounds serving with the United States Marine Corps in Vietnam. Marine PFC Ron Hibble, with a combined action group serving near Da Nang, Vietnam, comes from a rather unique background. He's been in four motion pictures, done numerous television and stage appearances, and Ron Hibble is talking to us today. Ron, how exactly did it come about that you joined the United States Marine Corps?
Well, one time in Dallas, Texas, I kept on receiving these indoctrination notices from my draft board saying the Army wants you and all this sort of thing, and I thought I'd go down and check it out and see what the story was, and I'm sure the Army wasn't the greatest thing, and I stepped into the Marine Corps' office and, you know, the big hand and how are you, big smile and the whole thing, and I've been in about 17 months now.
What is your occupational specialty with the USMC?
I'm a reconnaissance man and was with 1st Reconnaissance Battalion for 1st Marine Division.
Exactly what type of work is that?
It's where a man will go into a platoon of possibly 8 to 14 men out into the what we call the bush, into enemy area where no U.S. soldier has been before. We get intelligence reports, what enemy movement is, where they're storing their gear, making their rise catches and things as such. Then we come back to the area. We try to avoid contact as much as possible and just mainly gather as much intelligence information as possible.
What type of training have you undergone in the Marine Corps for that work?
Well, back at Camp Pendleton, I've gone through first our 5th Reconnaissance Training School. It's called a RIP program. That was a reconnaissance introduction program, I think they call it.
How long have you been serving in the Republic of Vietnam?
Since August of 1967.
And during that time, have you had a chance to do any entertaining here among the troops in Vietnam?
Well, I've had a lot of chances. Back at recon, quite a few guys could play the guitar, and we got together and did a lot of singing. I've done work in the officers' club there. I've more or less gone across the river from 3rd MAF and went to the hotel in Da Nang where a lot of the entertainers stay here in Da Nang. And we more or less have a small jam session, try to keep up the spirits and the morale. Sometimes I'll go out and I'll take a troop with me and we'll go out to some of the Marines out in the CAP units and sing and give them a show.
How much longer do you have to do on your tour and in the Marine Corps?
Well, I have 6 months to do left in Vietnam, and I'll be getting out in July of 69 in the Marine Corps.
And what are your plans after that?
To continue a career in the entertainment field.
We've been talking to PFC Ron Hibble, an entertainer and a United States Marine serving with a combined action group near Da Nang in the Republic of South Vietnam. This is Marine Corporal Jim Groom reporting for the Combat Information Bureau in Da Nang.